Mobile phones will be banned from NRL dressing rooms on game days. This follows a decision from the game's bosses. In the past, footage has shown players in the dressing room on their mobile phones, often after they've been injured or gone into the sheds. And although they're probably talking to loved ones, there are concerns that they could be speaking to betting agencies who want to know what is going on the park and also with players' injuries. Coaches are apparently all for the ban because they won't have to deal with distractions in the dressing room, mobile phones, social media and all the rest. Roy Masters, the rugby league writer for the Sydney Morning Herald, has broken this story today, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. Roy Masters, happy Australia Day.
And happy Australia Day to you, Ben, and your family.
Thank you very much. The players won't be all that happy about this, and maybe their girlfriends and wives and children won't be either. I mean, mobile phones are very hard to let go of these days.
Well, the players will just have to get used to it. As a former coach, I wouldn't want to have the things in the dressing room. They're such a terrible distraction. But as far as the contact with families are concerned, that can still be done via the football manager or there are another two people. They're allowed four in the dressing room. So there'd be a couple of people that could communicate messages to our loved ones in the event of the fact that a player's injured and he wants to get a message through to mum, dad, wife, partner, etc., that it's not as serious or indeed that it is serious and please meet him in hospital. But those communications can still take place. Look, these phones have been banned in AFL dressing rooms for 5 years. They're aware of the scourge of betting and the extent to which players can be compromised. I think there's a lot of advantages in this initiative by the NRL.
How big an issue is it, do you think, Roy, when it comes to players being compromised by illegal betting activities?
Well, I'm close to quite a few of the coaches at the NRL, and almost a lot of them believe that at each club there is someone who is in a position to be able to tip off the online betting organisations about the possibility of who's going to be in the 17 that's named 1 hour before a match. So with the betting so tight, with the results of games hanging, you know, on referees' decisions, bounce of a ball, change of wind, it's that they want as much information as they can get. And who better to go, particularly throughout the course of a match, than somebody who's injured and who's left the field temporarily.
The NRL, you say, is also introducing some rules regarding team changes, and this is for the same reason, to, you know, stop anyone from passing on information that they shouldn't be passing on.
Well, no, it's more more to stop the punter being ambushed with the return of a big-name player that he has no idea whatsoever.
I see.
So if it's a match between Melbourne Storm and St George and the player puts his money on a Tuesday, and Billy Slater, 1 hour before the match, is named as a starter in the Storm team, and he knows nothing about it. He's entitled to feel angry.
Mm.
And the betting agencies pay big product fees to the NRL. I'm not a fan of betting on football. I think it's got out of hand. But I can see that these online betting agencies, if they're getting into a product arrangement with the NRL, they can't be in a position where their own clients are deceiving them. And that's basically what's happening.
When can we expect these changes to come into effect?
Oh, the kickoff of the first NRL match.
Okay.
You'll see, the vision will see that the only four people in the room with them will be the club doctor, the football manager and two others.
All right. Well, look out for it, Roy. We'll read your work in the Sydney Morning Herald. Thank you so much.
Good on you, Ben.
Roy Masters, rugby league writer for the Sydney Morning Herald.